Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM? Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I want to thank you so much for being a part of the show today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your participation. I do receive all of your emails. I apologize if I cannot answer them within the hour, but I do get around to answering all of my emails eventually. So I want to thank you for that. Reality Spirituality, what kind of show is this? Who the hell is this woman? What? Reality Spirituality is a show that I like to say describes our everyday life experiences. Describes our everyday life experiences, our circumstances, the events, our relationships, the dynamics in our relationships, whether it's whether you're married, a husband and wife, mother or child, father, daughter, coworkers, or even the stranger on the street. In every moment, there is spirituality. In every moment, each and every one of us has a chance, has a choice, not a chance, has the choice to live connected to the universe. I use the term universe. Some people say God, some people say Buddha, higher power, spirit. It's all the same. Reality Spirituality is a show that teaches us how to live connected in every single moment. And what is the benefit? What are the benefits to living connected? I'm glad you asked that question. Living connected for me, and I'm only going to describe myself and my experiences because I do not pretend. I used to pretend to know what's happening to you, but I've learned that the only person that I can really, really understand and get into their head is my own. And so for me, I spent most of my life searching for this feeling, wanting to feel good all the time. And with that search brought me to, oh, let's get married, let's have children, let's move over here in this area, let's get this job, let's have this title, let's get this degree, let's write a book. All of those things that, yes, I have done, every single one of them has nothing to do with how happy I am going to feel, how happy I'm going to remain, how happy I'm going to spend in each moment. How happy I am depends on my connection, direct connection, living plugged in to the universe. And so today's topic is, which is one of my favorites, we're having so many circumstances that are out there in the news, in the social media, of someone says something in the privacy of their own home, or it doesn't even have to be in the privacy of their own home. And I'm offended by what someone says. I'm offended by remarks people make. And I can even put labels. I can even put labels on the remarks that other people say. I can put a label on it like I'm offended, or that sentence is racist, or that behavior is racist, or when you say this or when you behave in this manner, you hurt my feelings. Now, I have to say my right hand is up, everybody. My right hand is up. I used to live every day of my life waiting to get offended, waiting to have my feelings hurt. It was a normal part of my day. Hell yes, I could get my feelings hurt. Hell yes, I could be offended. There are so many things that are out there that are so offendable. Is that a word, offendable? There's so many things out there in the world that used to offend the hell out of me. I was offended if the wind blew in the wrong direction. Offended, complaining, my feelings hurt. Oh my goodness! If you told me, this was years ago. If you ever told me, this is one of my favorites, that Rebecca, you look tired today. Just letting me know that you think that I look tired threw my whole day into a loop, threw my whole day into a tailspin. I could never come back from that one. You look tired. Ah, and interestingly enough, one of my closest spiritual partners in this life actually told me that he lived in a community where it was normal. It was not only normal, but it was like a rite of passage to talk about the other person and talk about them the way they looked. In other words, oh, if you had big ears, your big ears were talked about. Or if you had one eye that was smaller than another one, than the other eye, oh, that was talked about. I mean, I couldn't believe. See, I wasn't brought up where you started talking about someone else based on the way they looked, even if it was a joke. I mean, I wasn't brought up like that. But the interesting thing is, my friend, he has a daughter, and she's almost 15 now, and he has brought her up. Listen to this one. He has brought her up in an environment where. This is very revolutionary, if you ask me, where he insults her, meaning saying things like, she's very thin, you're so skinny, or you think you're that smart, and it's not in a way where, trust me, believe me, because if it was in a way where this little girl's spirit was getting affected or what do I usually call it, spirit, crushing a spirit. No. This little girl who's 15 years old can hear any comment from anybody else, anyone, stranger, family member, it doesn't even matter. And she would never get offended. In other words, she's immune. She has been through this class, through this training, through this environment, and she's immune to any words that anyone else can say or would say or possibly would say. I don't know about you, but I've tried to control people all my life, telling them what to do and what not to do. And what I've discovered is you cannot control anything other than yourself. That's it. So me getting on the bandwagon of these bullying has to stop campaigns, or I'm offended, you're a racist campaign, or whatever, fill in the blank. I propose, instead of trying to tell to try to control someone else and tell them what they can or cannot do, what they can or cannot say. How about creating a world, and I'm only talking about my world right now, because this is your decision that you can make. How about creating a world, and I've asked myself this years ago, that whatever someone says to me, because I don't know for sure, but I've got a few more years to live. I don't know for sure, but say I live to be in my 90s. Yeah, I've got, you know, a good 50 more years to live. a little bit less than 50, but what if I was able to hear any comment from any person and the comments don't bring me up or they don't bring me down? Can you imagine living like that? Can you imagine never getting offended? Can you imagine never having your feelings hurt ever again? Do you think it's even possible? I say yes. And so I don't need to stop bullying. I don't need to shun the people that have their comments in the privacy of their own home, or even people on the street. You all of you can say whatever you like. It's not going to affect me. You do not have the ability. You do not have the power to make me happy, and more importantly, to make me unhappy. I'm sorry. I'm the most powerful person that I know. Not you. You're the most powerful person in your world, but in my world, I'm the most powerful person. And I'm taking my power back. Yep, tell me whatever you want to say. You look tired. You've gained weight. Wow, I've never seen all those dark blotches on your face. Have you ever tried to use this makeup to cover that up? Wow, those varicose veins on your legs. We can drive all the way up to that's a road map there. Thank you. I like it myself. So that's what we're talking about today. How to get to a place, and like I said, growth doesn't happen overnight. How to get to a place where whatever happens, you're not offended. Whatever someone says, your feelings can't be hurt. Is it possible? I say yes. We have someone on the line who wants to talk, area code 646. The number to call in is area code 646-564-9619. Again, area code 646-564-9619. The topic is, you've offended me and my feelings are hurt. And we're talking about today we're talking about how to get that power back, how to choose to be more powerful, how to not choose, but how to evolve into someone that is more powerful. Then your feelings can never be hurt and you will never be offended. That's what we're talking about today. And we're going live to my first caller, and you are in area code 559. You are on live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome. What's your first name?
Hi, Rebecca. I'm Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn. Nice to have you on the show.
Well, thank you.
What's going on?
Well, I think I should just continue listening to you because I'm learning so much. So I was going to ask you a question, but I think as I'm listening to the radio, you're pretty much answering them. So
okay. It's totally up to you. Are you in it? I just want to ask a question real quick. Do you have any situation in your life where you're offended or your feelings get hurt?
Well, of course, like when they tease me about my weight, you know, instead of me doing something about it, I want to go get a bucket of ice cream and get sad about it. So
So let's just stay on the air just a little bit, if you're okay with that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Because I love, this show is about our everyday circumstances. So you're saying that some people tease you or say things to you, and you're saying that you're a little overweight, and then you're offended, your feelings get hurt by that?
Of course. It's always family, too.
It's always the family. The families are the ones that really know how to stab you in the back. Isn't that right?
That's right. Maybe because the coworkers and the friends, they just probably think about it and they won't say it.
So do you think that you would be, this is a really simple question, and I'm asking it in a really simple way, but do you think you would be more powerful if whatever anybody said to you would not make you happy and or sad? I don't care if they call you, hey, chubby or whatever. It doesn't even matter. Would you think, can you visualize being that powerful, but where anyone else's words don't move you in any way?
Well, if I would be able to, that would be amazing. You know?
Well, I'm here to tell you, my dear Evelyn, that you can. And I'm also here to tell you that it doesn't happen overnight, but yes, of course you can get to that point. Share something with me right now. Is there anything, of course there is, but what do you like that you've practiced that? I mean, are you a musician? Do you sing? Do you write? Are you a cook? Is there anything that you have practiced and developed a skill in your life that you're pretty good at?
I'm a good writer and I'm also a good cook.
I love people that are good cooks. Ooh, because I love to eat. Okay, so you're a writer and you're a good cook. Do you remember the first time you cooked anything or made anything?
And of course, I would think I was probably 19.
And did it come out? Did all your recipes come out good?
Of course not.
There you go.
Progress.
That's right. So all I'm saying is, when I share with you the tools, because there are tools and there are specific behaviors that you get to practice that will strengthen. You know how when you work out in the gym and you work out with weights and you use a little bit heavier weight, you start with a 3 pound, you go to 5 pounds, you get 8 pounds. However, that's how I started, and I'm stuck with 10 pounds. That's it. I'm done. But you get stronger and you get stronger. It's the same kind of thing with this reality, spirituality, with your everyday moments. It's just practicing. So let me give you some tools, some surefire tools that we start with, and write this stuff down because this is really important. You ready?
Okay. Yes.
We're writing it down because we haven't really practiced all this, so this is just the beginning. These are our guidelines. Never take anything that anyone says personally.
That's the hardest one.
Well, that's why I had to start with the hardest one. You think I'm going to start with the easiest one? but I'm going to explain why it's going to be easier. Why it's going to be easier. When you don't take first of all, it's never personal. It really, really isn't. Anybody that lashes out at anyone else or says things that are mean or quote unquote hurtful, and they're directing it at you, and they're talking about. Give me a couple of things. I know this might be uncomfortable. We've got to push through the uncomfortable stuff. Give me a couple of words that people, what they call you, that really bothers you. Let's push through this right now. Give me a couple of them.
It would just be like, gosh, you have a big butt. Gosh, Adelaide, you're getting big. It's just always like that, you know.
So they feel whoever it is, family members or whoever, they feel a justification to comment on the way that you look, right?
Yes.
Whew. Let's take a couple deep breaths on that one, because where I never commented on the physical appearance of someone, because I don't know why, that it just didn't sit right with me, but I definitely made comments about people and the way they dressed and how they dressed. Now, I'm not talking about designer labels or anything. I'm talking about if your clothes weren't ironed, or if there was a hole, or if they were tattered, or if they looked like they were dirty and disheveled. Well, I had a comment. Now, I wouldn't say it directly to the person, but that energy was still out there criticizing. And let me say that when someone looks at you and they make a comment about the way that you look, the only reason people do that, and I'm just talking about for myself, the only reason I made a comment, any kind of disparaging comment about anyone else, any kind of criticism about anyone else, is because I felt like shit about myself. I cannot be happy and make, in other words, whoever's making comments, whoever it is, about anyone, especially if it's critical, even if it's critical about their political stance, it doesn't matter. Whenever you criticize anyone else, it's only because you're not comfortable with that person in the mirror yet.
Okay. Well, I never thought about it that way.
Now, you said something to me just right then. I never thought about it that way. That just gives me chills. I mean, that's why I am here, is to think about the same things that we've been going through, just in a different way. And that's another one of the tools. First of all, thank you so much, Evelyn. You've just given me chills. You've made my whole morning. Because that's what this life is about, is just looking at everything with a different perspective. And when you change your perspectives, you change your emotions, you change your vibration, you change the energy of this world. So know that. In other words, when these people, they're not coming from a place of strength at all. They're coming from a place of insecurity. They're coming from a place of not feeling worthy themselves. Anytime I criticize anyone, it's only because I feel like crap about myself, and that's number one, and that is the truth. So now you get to look at these people a little differently. And when you look at people differently, then you begin to have maybe an ounce of compassion. Because I'm telling you right now, criticizing anyone for any reason is not what the universe does, ever. So let me give you the other one. Thank you. Let me give you the other one. Not taking it personally. And then the other one is, which is a real good one. This is really, really important. It's not that serious. I don't care how much you weigh, my dear Evelyn. I don't care how you look. I don't care anything. And the universe doesn't either. The universe doesn't give a crap about how you look or how much weight you are or how many pounds you weigh. The universe doesn't give a crap. The universe cares about the universe is attracted to your energy and the energy that you are emitting and the energy that you're sending out. The universe doesn't care how many gray hairs you have on your head, doesn't care how many hamburgers you eat, doesn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And so this looking in the mirror and not liking what we see is a learned, I mean, is learned. You weren't a year old, 2 years old, looking in the mirror and, oh, gee, I wish my nose were a little bit longer, or I wish my eyes were a little bit closer together or farther apart, or I wish my lips were a little bit fuller or maybe a little bit thinner. I wish my ear wasn't that high and one high on, I mean, come on. We learned how to be critical of that person in the mirror. But now we're going to switch it up. Now we're going to look at that person in the mirror and find no flaws. Zero. I don't care what the scale says. It doesn't matter. You are perfection right here, right now. And let me tell you something else that you are, my dear Evelyn. Let me tell you what something else you are. You have courage. You have courage to call and share. You are honest. You're looking for answers. You're looking to have a deeper connection. You're looking to feel better about this journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's who you are.
Yeah.
And you're also looking to get rid of anything that doesn't serve you anymore. So when we're in the situation with these people, ooh, I just thought of something. Now, this is going to be really crazy. You ready? You ready for this one, Evelyn? This
yes.
is crazy. You ready?
Yes.
Okay. Ooh-wee! I can't wait to tell you. Listen, this is what I want you to do. Now, you don't have to do it, but this is what the universe just gave me. You ready?
Yes.
The next time, and I want you, first of all, I want you to really, really embrace this feeling good, wanting to, having the intention of wanting to feel good regardless what the scale says, having the intention of wanting to feel good regardless of what the mirror says. Okay, that's number one. I want that. Now, number two, listen to this one, honey. I want you to ask the universe for help with this. Universe, I ask for help all the time. Sometimes I think they're not listening. Sometimes I think they're on a break. But I always ask for help. Universe, help me with this. Give me some, give me some guidance. Just give me some strength. This is what I ask every morning. Give me a deeper connection. Deeper connection. So that's the second thing I want you to do. The
Thank
third
you.
Thing I want you to do after you look in the mirror and have the intention of liking what you see, having the intention and remember, you're not doing anything yet. You don't have to do anything yet. Have the intention of drum roll. The next time, because I'm sure there's more than one person that you said says something like this to you. The next time someone says, gee, your butt is big, or your butt is fat, or you're gaining more weight, I want you to take deep breaths. I want you to take some really, really deep breaths, as many as you need, one, two, or three. Don't say one word. And I want you to mosey over there, wherever they are, sitting, standing. Put your arms out. Put your arms out and ask them to hug you. Ask for a hug.
Wow. Okay. That's going to shock that person. It's going to shock me, too.
Yeah, well, see, this is what we want. We want... Shock is okay, and let me say this. It's never about the other person, honey. Evelyn, it's always about the person in the mirror. Anytime we have anyone else in our formula for happiness, we're doomed. So this is all about you, and this is all about you getting more powerful. See, you, now you're going to sit up there, you're going to open your arms up, and you're going to grab this person, you're going to hug them, you can even kiss them, you can even tell them you love them. You want to really F with them? You want to really mess them up? See, this is how to fight spiritually. This is how to fight universally. This is how to make somebody, like, coil up into a ball. You want to really hurt someone? Love them up. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Can you feel a difference in your energy? Can you feel a difference in the shift if you did that?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So when are we going to do it? I can't wait. When?
I'm sure as soon as I meet you.
What?
Like I said, it's usually family, so.
They're the best. And remember, don't say a word. Don't say a word. Just stand up and breathe. Arms out, look them right in the eye. Walk over nice and slow. Arms out. Okay, so I want you to, because listen, I don't want to just keep talking at you. Tell me what's going to happen the next time. Walk me through the whole scenario. Please do this. Please.
Well, I'm going to look at myself in the mirror, and I'm going to like what I see. I'm going to ask God for help, to help me with the fact that I need to love myself. And the next time that someone mentions a comment that's negative about my physical appearance, I will look at them in the eye, and I will go towards them and give them a hug.
Ooh-wee! Are you smiling?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Yeah! It's time to have some fun in this life. And let me say something else about looking in the mirror and loving yourself, because I've heard that, I love myself, what the hell does that mean anyway? You know, we all have a different definition of love. My definition is loving regardless of what happens and regardless of what doesn't happen. But this is what I loved. I like this word better than love, looking in the mirror and accepting everything about you. Looking in the mirror and accepting the way you look, your hair, your face, your eyes, your body, your weight, your height, your health, your diet. You know, I was having a talk with my son the other day. We're talking about organic, and he's really into this organic food. And I said, you know, for me, because don't tell anybody, but sometimes I still eat Taco Bell. Please, I hope no one's listening. You know what for me is, I've got to have good thoughts about what I'm putting in my body. It's not about what, for me, it's not about what I put in my body. It's about the thoughts that I have about what I put in my body. I mean, if I think something is detrimental, or if I think something is unhealthy, or if I think something is, it's really about just changing the thoughts. This is my thing. So I want you just to look in the mirror and just be accepting, you know, loving, but just accept it all, accept it all, accept it all like the universe accepts you.
Okay.
Now, when are
we
going to have another family gathering?
Uh-huh. Well, probably, it's usually on the weekends. I mean, you know, when we get together and eat. So probably today or tomorrow.
Okay, are you excited? Are you really, I mean, this is like Christmas Eve waiting for Christmas Day, right?
I'm sure, let's see. Yeah, actually. No, I'm definitely going to do it because it doesn't make things better when I get criticized. It actually really bothers me and it makes me want to seriously just kind of give up and be like, fine, I'm just going to have more ice cream now instead of, like, doing the opposite of encouraging me to, like, go to the gym and walk around. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not severely overweight, but I am, like, about 30, 40 pounds.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I guess a lot. But it's
mm-hmm.
not like, you know.
Well, again, does the universe care if you're 30 or 40 pounds overweight, yes or no?
No. No.
There you go. So let's start accepting ourselves just the way the universe accepts us.
You know, and I think part of the reason that as women it's hard for us to, like, you know, accept ourselves is because of the media. I really believe that, you know, the images we have of what beauty should be or what beauty should look like, you know.
Well, I agree with all of that, but guess what? I can have a different perspective. I can have a different perspective, and I can look at, you know what? Honestly, this is gonna be sound a little crazy too. I've been teaching aerobics. I've been an aerobic instructor for almost 35 years, maybe a little bit over. And when I say aerobics, I mean I taught boot camp, you know, hardcore boot camp, 25 years. Weight training, mm-hmm. I teach aqua aerobics, you name it, I've taught it, step classes, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. And let me tell you something, my dear Evelyn. Everyone used to tell me, wow, you're in such great shape, great body, blah, all of that. And do you know that I never, ever accepted it and I never, ever believed it? Ever!
Even though you are so involved physically?
No, I never was satisfied. I call it an epidemic of this thing of being dissatisfied with whoever's in the mirror. I was never satisfied until I got to a point where, you know, I talked about being happy and wanting to be happy. Well, if you look in the mirror and you're dissatisfied with what you see, then there's no way you're going to be happy. There's no way you can maintain happiness. So it's just gradually accepting everything about you, everything, every nook, every cranny, every bump, every spot of skin, long hair, short hair, curly hair, just accepting it all throughout your day. It's like your mantra now. I accept myself. I accept everything about myself. The universe accepts me, and I accept me too.
Mhm. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And so this is what I definitely, please, please, please give me a call back. I really want to know what happens after you try this. And remember, don't say anything. In fact, Oh! I just thought of something else. First of all, I love exit plans. First, you know, you have an entry. You know how you make an appearance. You walk in the door. You come in. Here she is. There's Evelyn. 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 Somebody's going to say something. Your arms go out. You take deep breaths. You hug them. You kiss them. You tell them you love them. You look at them again, deep in the eyes. And you slowly, slowly exit plan. I'm going to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. I got to go to the bathroom. Oh, I have to make a phone call. Oh, I have to fill in the blank. Oh, I forgot to whatever. But I want you to do this. I want you to do it. I want you to feel it. And then you have to have an exit plan too. I just can't bring you in there without any kind of exit plan. Now, the exit plan is all about you. Where you go, where after you've done all of this, and then you go away for a minute. I don't care. You go to the bathroom, go to the kitchen where you're by yourself, and you really soak in what you've just done. You really breathe it in, what you've just done and how powerful you are.
Okay. See, you're great because I didn't even think about the exit plan.
Yes, I just thought of that. You have to have an opening, an entrance, and an exit. Always have an exit plan. Always.
Okay.
I do. Every time I visit my mother, listen, I'm in the bathroom most of the time. Yay! I'm excited for this. I'm excited to hear what happens.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to go to another caller, Evelyn. You're going to call me back and let me know, and the people in the chat room, I'm sure everybody wants to know how everything goes, you know, how everything, what happens? Okay, sweetie, stay on the line if you want to listen to more, but I really can't wait to hear your follow-up, okay?
Well, thank you so much, and I'll definitely continue listening in, so thank you so much.
You're welcome, and you promise you're gonna take care, and like I said, you don't have to do it if you're not feeling it, but
you know what?
We
yes,
have something.
I think it's time. It's nothing harsh. It's something that's going to help me, so I'm definitely going to do it.
Yay! Woohoo! Hold on a second. Woohoo! Woohoo! Okay. Okay,
enjoy
Evelyn.
Your weekend.
Yes. Wow, wasn't that a great call? I love that. See, this is the show, Reality Spirituality. You have a problem, we have a solution. There's only solutions to these problems. And if you want to call in, you can call in at area code 646-564-9619. We have more callers, area code 646-564-9619. You, caller, are next. You're live. This is area code 256. You are live on Reality Spirituality. What is your first name? Hi.
Hi, I'm Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. Welcome back.
Thank you.
So what's going on? Did you listen to Evelyn's call? Wasn't that a great, great call?
Yeah, I just listened to the end of it. I just came on maybe 15 minutes ago.
Okay. So what's going on with you, Kimberly?
Well, I just found out that I'm getting transferred in my job. I really don't want to be in teaching anymore, so I'm looking at other jobs right now. And I just need some direction because this is going to affect my son and where he's going to school.
Okay. So you're transferred, and when is the transfer in effect?
At the end of the school year, which is actually next week.
Oh, okay. So that's good. I mean, let's look at, you know, what we talked about the last time. Well, I don't know when the last time we talked, but specifically, one of the things that we always do on this show is we always talk about looking for what's good in situation, focusing on what's good and focusing on what's right as opposed to focusing on what's wrong, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's focus on what's good about this transfer. Let's change your perspective and focus on, give me three things that are going to be good for you and three things that are going to be good for your son with this transfer and this move.
The three things that'll be good is that I'll be getting away from drama. I guess change is always good. Another thing. Let's go to my son. He'll be getting away from drugs. Friends that, you know, really doesn't mean him any good. And just a negative environment altogether.
So, well, hold on a second, honey. So you're telling me you called up and you're talking about, like when you first called, you said this is a problem, and now it just seems like this is a really good thing that's happened to you.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, the underlying issue is I don't want to teach anymore. That's the underlying issue anyway.
Okay, so now you don't have to teach anymore, am I right?
No, it's still teaching.
Oh, it is still teaching. Okay, you're just teaching in a different location.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get more specific because I remember the last time we talked, and one of the things that you said the last time we talked, because I definitely remember this specifically, you talked about getting angry. And I remember you said something about your son says he doesn't even talk to you when you're in that state of being angry. Remember?
Right.
Okay, so let's go back to that. Have you been more aware of this getting angry or losing your temper? Have you been more aware of it, or are things kind of the same status quo?
No, I've been more aware of it.
And so when's the last time you've been angry?
Oh, wow.
And don't say yesterday.
No.
No, I'm just kidding.
Maybe 2 weeks ago. I mean, there are instances when I could have been angry, and I actually done the breathing exercises, or my son would see it, and he would like redirect for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually been a while, to tell you the truth.
Well, this is what I want to say. I would like you to focus more on things that you have control over, as opposed to focusing on things that you don't have control over. And that means job locations or types of jobs or what kind of job it is or how much you're getting paid or any of that. I really would like you to just start focusing on all of the things that you have the power to change. And let everything else not even be a thought or not even be noticed, if that's possible. And the reason why I'm saying this is because this show is about becoming more and more conscious and becoming more and more aware. And just the fact that you said that you're less and less, you were talked about getting angry, and then you're doing it less and less. That just shows me and confirms that you are about growth, and you are about change, and you are about developing and evolving. You, my dear Kimberly. And so with that, knowing that about you, because not everybody is, knowing that about you, let's start focusing on how you can grow as an individual, how you can grow as a person, how you can start focusing on everything that you have, you can control and you can change. What do you think?
Sure.
So tell me something that, just like you did with your anger and how you're becoming more self-aware, so tell me something that you can stop focusing on because you have no control over it.
I guess I can stop focusing on the location of the transfer, because I don't have any control over that.
Yes, yes, and yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
Give me something. I mean, isn't that freeing? It's actually like, you know, when you travel and you carry a lot of suitcases and you have some suitcases with extra crap in it, and I don't know, I do this a lot. It's called overpacking.
Yeah.
Overpacking. And so what you're doing in your life is you're actually carrying around stuff that you don't need. You're carrying around concepts and ideas and thoughts that would actually make you feel better about everything. And it always is about what you can control as opposed to what you can't control. Focusing on what you can control, meaning focusing on what you can change.
Right.
So give me one more thing, because I just, first of all, I love you. You know I do. Give me one more thing that you can focus on that you don't have to focus on anymore because you don't have any control over the outcome. You can't change it. Something else that you can free yourself of carrying it around. You don't even have to carry that extra suitcase. You can put it down and you can be lighter in this life. You can be lighter. I mean, what you gave me was great. I'm just wondering if you can come up with another one.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. So that's okay, but because we have the concept. And the concept is always spend your time, spend your energy, spend your thoughts, because we have choices, thoughts, energy. Spend our time with things that we can change or things that we have the power to do something about.
Okay.
So that's your new assignment for the week.
Okay.
And you get an A++++++ 100%, 500 stars, 5 million different extra funny, cute little hearts on your paper because of just being more self-aware with this anger thing. And you said you had a lot of chances to get angry, and you just chose not to. And it's never about anger. There's nothing. I'm not saying that there's something wrong with getting angry. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you have choices. You can choose to get angry, or you can choose to do something different. And so your choice will always determine what type of environment you're creating. You're creating a peaceful environment, or you're creating an environment that's with a lot of drama. Anything else?
No. No.
Great week, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I can feel you, honey. I can feel you. Where's that smile? I wasn't going to let you go without it. Thank you so much for calling in, Kimberly. Please call back and keep me posted and let me know what's going on with your new focus, Reality Spirituality. This show is about changing behaviors, changing thoughts, changing perspectives. Why? So you can be happier in every moment. In every moment. Reality Spirituality is live every Saturday and every Sunday. We take calls from the audience. We have guests from all over the world. I want to remind you who you are. I want to remind you, you are a physical example of the universe. You're always changing. You're always growing. Love is patient and love is kind. Be kind. And accept who you are. Accept everything about you. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. If you want my latest book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, you can go to my website at RebeccaNorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington.com. And order the new book. It's $19.95, free shipping in the USA. Or email me at info@RebeccaNorrington.com. I want to say thank you to all of my callers, and I will talk to you again tomorrow, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great, great day.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality Spirituality.
It's a new experience.
Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality Spirituality.
Get real.